Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, April 18. In Squiz Kids Today, Devil Comet in Aussie Skies. Olympics countdown begins. Facebook fakers at it again, and Barbie's barbecue sauce. That's what's making news, kid style.
The Lowdown.
If you like a little bit of stargazing, of staring up into the night sky and being wowed by all the sparkling stars and planets, then this week is an excellent one for you, with the appearance in our skies of a very special visitor. It's called the Devil's Comet because it looks like it has horns. And, get this, it only comes flying past us every 71 years. A hunk of space rock, ice and dust, measuring a whopping 17 kilometres in length, will spend the next couple of weeks flying past planet Earth. And in the meantime, as it streaks across the sky, way, way out in outer space, it will be burning bright, appearing as a blurry blob with a fuzzy white tail. The best time to look for it is just after sunset, and keep a lookout close to the western horizon. Of course, if you live in the country, where there is a lot less light pollution than in the city, you'll have a much better chance of seeing it, so try to find somewhere dark. Experts reckon phone apps like Starwalk and Night's Sky will help you locate the comet. And even though the name Devil's Comet sounds a little bit menacing, there's nothing to worry about. The closest it will get to Earth as it swings by on its once every 71-year flyby is a staggering 231 million kilometres. And that itself is 1.5 times further away than even the sun is. Happy comet hunting, people!
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Olympia, in Greece, where the Olympic flame has been lit and has been sent on its way to Paris for the upcoming Olympic Games, which are only 100 days away. Wait, what? Olympia? You mean there's a place actually called Olympia? Yes, indeedy. And it's the ancient home of the Olympics. The place where the very first Olympic Games took place and Olympic athletes took part in running races and wrestling and boxing and something called chariot racing 2,800 years ago. Now, obviously, the sports at the Olympics have changed a lot since then. This year, there's even going to be breakdancing and skateboarding. But the Olympic traditions remain the same, and now that the flame is lit, there will be an Olympic torch relay held over the next 100 days as people run with the torch and the Olympic flame through Europe and France and on into Paris for the opening ceremony on July 26. Let the games begin.
Glorious food.
Hands up, who loves a bit of barbecue sauce with their food? I mean, is there anything yummier than a big dollop of the brown stuff on a sausage on bread, or a hamburger, or drizzled over hot chips? Well, imagine if the brown stuff was pink. Yep, pink barbecue sauce. Because that's what's heading our way here in Australia as a special Barbie edition of barbecue sauce looks set to hit our shores. Just when you thought the Barbie and Ken effect had completely run its course, it's back, and invading a barbecue sauce bottle near you. The Barbie barbecue sauce will be a limited edition run of pink barbecue sauce, in a pink bottle, of course, and the company that makes it promises that it tastes just as good as the brown stuff. I think I'll be the judge of that. Every Wednesday, Squizzy the News Hound pops his head into Squiz Kids HQ to report back on fishy things he's sniffed out on the internet. And this week, He's been super busy with all the big news stories that have happened in Sydney this week. You've probably heard about the incident in the Bondi shopping centre last weekend, and maybe you saw news this week about trouble at a church in Western Sydney. And while both stories are awful, the amount of misinformation and disinformation that popped up around them was off the charts. You see, unfortunately, some people on social media use big, shocking news events like these to try to get people to think the way they do. And they don't mind telling lies on social media to sway people's opinions. Lots of incorrect information was shared on social media around the time of both events. Lots of posts to social media telling lies, which instead of calming people down, only served to make them more scared or angry or anxious. It's been an excellent week, therefore, for us all to remember to always do as Squizzy says, and that's to stop, think, and check before believing everything we see, read, or hear on social media. Because pretty much anyone can say pretty much anything on social media without it needing to be true. And teachers, if your class is not among the more than 2,000 that have signed up to do NewsHounds, our free media literacy program for primary school kids, get involved via squizkids.com.au.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which country is Olympia, the ancient home of the Olympics? Yeah, that's right. It's in Greece. Question number two. How many years will it take for the Devil's Comet to return to our corner of the solar system? Well done if you said 71 years. Question number three. What colour is the Barbie-themed barbecue sauce? Yeah, of course, it's pink. What else?
Shoutouts.
It's April 18. Today is International Jugglers Day. So if you think you're pretty handy at juggling, today is your day to shine. It's also National High Five Day in the United States. So go give someone some skin today. It's also a special day for the following Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Jude and Samson from Cobbity, Alvira from Oran Park, Eloise and Mitchell from Duncraig, Archie from Marrickville, Audrey from Canberra, Penelope from Dunkeld, and Jason, who's listening all the way over there in New Zealand. And belated birthday shoutouts today go to Maxwell from Ormiston and Hayden from Bray Park. And a reminder to the Squiz kids who celebrated a birthday over our recent Easter break to check out our bumper holiday quiz episodes for the week in which your birthday fell for your birthday shout-out. And of course, classroom shout-outs today go to schools only in Queensland, Victoria and WA, who, sadly for them, are the only ones back at school. Class 5-6MV with Miss Miranza and Miss Viacelli at St Mark's Catholic Primary School in Dingley. And classes 4AH and 4MA with Mrs Hibbert and Mrs Arne at St Francis Xavier Primary School in Montmorency. And a big thank you to Mrs Hibbert, who is helping us test the new NewsHounds website, which will be launched later this year. And hey, a little secret for you. If you're a school in Queensland, Victoria or WA and you want to leapfrog the classroom shout-out queue while the rest of the country is on holidays, then now's your chance. For this week and next week only, send your classroom shout-out requests to squizkids@thesquiz.com.au and we'll sneak it up the list. Just don't tell the rest of the country. Don't forget, of course, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with the Kids vs. Adults Weekly News Quiz. Your chance to prove once and for all who's smarter, kids or adults. In the meantime, friends, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.